Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Major polls show 90% of Americans are against Bush's police state policies. Majority in Army Times poll think Rumsfeld should resign. There's a ton of news coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Daniel in New York. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just did the United premiere last night at the 68th Street Lowe's.
Yeah, the new Flight 93 propaganda
piece. Right. Yeah, exactly. And then I did the after party. And it was a kind of a sickening display of people just have partying after supposedly a sad movie that they put out. You had Ron Perlman and Commissioner Kelly and everybody just having a good old party after something, which, you know, the movie, everybody was crying after the movie, and here they are showing up at a party afterwards, just partying, dancing, drinking, and, you know, like nothing ever happened. It was a sickening display.
Well, the government did throw parties after 9/11. Bush went to the CIA headquarters about a week after 9/11, and they gave him a standing ovation in the foyer as he stood on the seal. And I saw Chuckie Schumer on TV giggling and laughing because they know this is their pretext to enslave us.
Yeah, it's a sickening. It makes me ashamed to be part of the human race when you see this sickening display of humanity. Basically making money off a tragedy.
Well, give us your review of the film.
I didn't get to see the film because I was part of the security detail, and I was outside most of the time. I just came in and out, and basically my job was to, you know, they had us checking bags and all that nonsense, and, you know, because they were afraid that the terrorists were going to get them, you know.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Oh, they're horrible. They had us taking laptops and camera phones and recording devices. It was absolute, a lot of nonsense. And, you know, they had a bomb-sniffing dog come into the theater before, you know, the public came in. It was just disgusting. I mean, over here in New York, we had yesterday, the mayor had a conference with other mayors from other cities on gun control, which is another piece of nonsense that they're trying. Here in New York, it's complete. You can't have a gun at all.
But he's a good conservative Republican. Bloomberg is good.
Yeah, a billionaire who has nothing in common with the common man.
People in your security detail, folks, you know, do they know the truth about 9/11?
Some do, some don't. After 9/11, most of the veterans of the NYPD retired. They couldn't deal with it anymore. They just retired.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Why? Because they knew what was going on?
A lot of them, yeah. So it's just absolute nonsense. I woke up a little after 9/11. I was asleep. I didn't, you know, I agreed with this whole nonsense. And then I had a friend introduce me to some books, videos, and I started waking up. And then I got introduced to your show because I wanted more information. And lo and behold, I'm awake.
What is it like now for you to know the truth and then to see the very people involved in the attacks grandstanding as our saviors?
Oh, it's disgusting. It just makes me sick to my stomach. I mean, I've lost sleep. I've introduced another friend to your video.
Yes.
Subscribe to your website, Prison Planet TV.
Yes, sir.
And I showed him just two segments of 9/11, and he couldn't sleep for the whole night.
Well, that's a normal response. But, I mean, it's normal when you realize that dangerous murdering criminals are running things and then posing as the saviors at the same time. It's just too rich.
Oh, it's just disgusting what goes on. And a lot of people that I'm introducing slowly, I just can't take it. It's just too much. So they have to take your video in increments because it's just shocking to them.
Well, Daniel, you're a great caller. Thanks for the info. Thanks for the inside scoop. It's great to know there are millions of people like you. You don't stand alone. That'll give you some solace. We'll come back and get into the news and take more calls.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I told you in the last segment that I'm about to plunge into news for 20, 30 minutes, then we'll go back to your calls, Mike and Jerry and Eddie and Kim and many others. But right now, let's go to a caller who disagrees with me. People that disagree, go to the head of the line here. Let's talk to Mike in Colorado. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling about last Friday you had the head of the Border Watch folks.
Al Garza, National Director of the Minutemen.
And their proposal to build a wall. And I have a real problem with that. You had a caller that called on Friday and disagreed. You argued with him quite a bit. Well, I just wonder, you know, how does a wall promote freedom? It's
Well, let me make a comment. I guess this before you came on. You're one of these radical, super extreme, no state libertarians.
I am a libertarian. I wouldn't call myself quite the no state libertarian, but
yeah,
sure.
I'm a constitutionalist, and I could sit here and explain this to you if you'd like me to, but I don't think that's going to change your view.
Well, I think it's...
Go ahead and make your points. I'll tell you what, you just go ahead and make your points.
I think it's forgetting who the enemy is. The enemy is not with the poor Mexican people. We should be in allegiance with them against the global elite.
But the enemy... And guys, I'm getting that echo. Will you adjust the board so that doesn't happen? That's happened ever since we moved the studio. Sir, the enemy, the New World Order, wants open borders, wants a Pan-American Union. They openly, the CFR openly states that they want to use the illegal aliens as a political bulldog to intimidate and to, you know, bring out of the shadows anytime they want to control this country. They want to accelerate legal and illegal immigration, skilled and unskilled workers. It is not free market. They come from slave-based economies. So you talk about going after the enemy. The enemy, the New World Order, wants open borders, sir.
Well, that they do. But they're also...
So we shouldn't fight their policies and what they want.
You wrote a great article with Steve Watson a few weeks ago about regarding the big immigration protests, that it was all promoted by the Spanish-speaking media and so forth.
It was promoted by Bush's main PR firm. It was promoted and set up and run with Vicente Fox. The whole thing is staged.
Right. And so they're looking to perhaps create a civil war in this country.
They're looking to bully the American people into shutting up and not demanding we control our borders. The PR firm admittedly was hired to stop the legislation, which they have stopped, from building a border fence and hiring more border patrol and arresting illegal aliens. You see, they're hiring lobbyists and running PR, long-term, Edward Bernays-style propaganda operations. We're countering them, saying no, no, no to all the things they want.
Right. So how does not this wall instigate the Mexicans to think that Whitey is the enemy?
They're already instigated, sir. Our government for 30 years and their government for 100 years plus has taught them that America is Mexico and all their problems are because of America, and their population doubles every 35 years, and you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. You got to face up to the crisis.
So putting up a wall, does that not ensure that all the Mexicans, I understand they're not doing this at this point.
No, we're going to fly them out and ship them out. And don't worry, we're not going to ship them all out of here. We're going to stop the hemorrhaging of 3 million a year.
But by crossing the official border instead of doing it illegally, now do they not need national ID cards? And
No. Sir, that's Bush's plan. Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to explain this to you, sir, and this is not my opinion. This is the facts. You know, you're totally confused. You're going in circles here, and we could do this all day long. President Bush wants the blanket amnesty and giving him the national ID card, and that's going on right now. There are 800-plus amnesty cities where they do not enforce the law and where the cities accept any fake ID they bring forward, something they don't accept from citizens. Okay? I mean, it's almost even pointless to even try to sit here and explain this to the radical libertarian lobby who doesn't even know what public-private partnership is, that doesn't even know that corporations have become government. That they think just hand everything over to the corporations when they are operating as governmental piratical institutions. And you gave me a headache, but that's okay. I think you're a reasonable caller with reasonable questions and reasonable points you're making. It's just that I could talk about nothing but immigration and never even explain it fully. Okay? The New World Order wants to destroy national sovereignty and set up a world government with world laws, world regulation, world taxation, world police, and world military. That's stated. Their plan is not free market. It is to leverage, using governmental power, all of their competition out of existence, whether it be governments or other companies, and to vest all power and regulatory control and physical prowess and physical enforcement in their hands, in the hands of only about 20 corporations or less, and a few families. It's world empire. It's neo-colonialism. Period. And they have taken the Latin American populations And our government that's done abusive things to Latin America in the past, so there is an innate anger towards America there, but not towards the elite, towards America itself. Our elites, with their PR firms and their 180 IQ eggheads, came up with a false liberation theology of, okay, go into America, bring America down. This is Mexico, La Reconquista. You have a right to be here. You have a right to welfare. Then these people come in, and they're not sophisticated enough, just like the American people, to understand that they're financed and controlled, and that Bush, known Bush PR firms are running the entire operation, and that known Bush globalist-controlled PR firms, the same PR firm, got Vicente Fox elected. That's all admitted. Dallas Morning News, we wrote a big article about it. That was all in the Dallas Morning News back in December. They were bragging about it, December 25th, Dallas Morning News. And you go up and you tell these La Reconquistas, hey, you're controlled by the globalists, this whole thing's staged, they will laugh at you and go, no, we're taking over, you're just scared. It's a primitive, tribal, like the Nazis, we're taking over. And it feels so good because most of these people are economically in the lower strata, and so it's a pride thing. It's a macho thing. And the libertarians run around saying, hey, we got to have open borders. That's freedom, freedom of movement. We don't need a Berlin Wall to keep the American people in. Did you know that if you try, there already is a Berlin Wall. Did you know that if you try to go across the Mexican border in almost every case, 90%+ of the time, you are apprehended, you are beat up, your car is stolen, your money is stolen, and they actually have officers in every jail. They contact your family, they run a credit check. And they say, we will have $100,000, or your son or daughter or your husband will spend 6 months to 5 years in our prison. So there's already a wall down there. Our Border Patrol will catch you in most cases if you try to go across. It is by design that they are to let the third world populations in. And so people say, hey, they're trying to get us stirred up and fighting with each other. The government's manipulating us. We need to be friends with all the illegal aliens, and we need to join with them. And yes, we do need to deprogram the illegal aliens that are here to wake up to what's happening. We do need to deprogram the people that are now citizens but support the invaders and the La Reconquistas, the Reconquerors. That's what a La Reconquista is. But we have to realize that immediately in their daily lives, thinking about paycheck to paycheck, most illegal aliens are on welfare on top of working multiple jobs, and they're making a lot more money than they would in Mexico, so they're not going to listen and they're not going to care. Okay, there's really more than 30 million, but conservatively 20 to 25 million is the official numbers. And Bush and others and the Democrats want unlimited. And I've got to have arguments with neocon listeners who are so dumbed down, they believe Sean Hannity and Limbaugh when they tell them, we got to get behind Bush's plan. It'll really deal with the illegal alien problem. Yeah, it'll make them all legal. For 6 years, anyone who's here or gets here is instantly given a work visa, instantly signed up for welfare, to have their children, food stamps, tuition, public schooling, everything. And it allows corporations to bring in unlimited skilled visas and unskilled visas, to have buses coming across the border every day, unlimited. So you're right. It will fix the problem of the coyotes and the people coming across and the smuggling. That will drop off massively because you won't need to. The official plan is highways from Alaska to Chile, already being constructed from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Mexico City, already built. Totally legal. End of America. Pan-American Union. They had official summits 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and then down in Cancun. They openly announced the Pan-American Union. That's what this is. The same stuff's going on in Europe. And then they bring in 10 million Turks into Germany, and then they say, okay, now they're going to run things, and you're not allowed to kick them out, and they're going to go protest, and they're going to vote, and then we're going to leverage you. It's the same thing, okay? They're bringing in foreign hordes that their PR machine totally controls to bully us. The government can snap its fingers and every U.S. city will burn to the ground. And they're going to do it. That may be the next 9/11. And they're going to take your rights, Americans. Black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. The illegal aliens are going to get off scot-free, so get ready.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's simple with the border issue. There is a carefully packaged and crafted plan to openly butcher our national sovereignty and to bring in unlimited hordes of third world nationals who hate America and openly are calling for this nation to be brought down. I mean, I'm not kidding. The majority of the radical Chicano leaders run the gamut from the less extreme, saying pilgrims just need to all leave and we're going to have a racial Chicano state, to all whites must be killed. Now, and a large portion, I'd say, I don't know, 30-40% of the Chicano leaders say that all white males 16 and older must die, to the extreme on that side, to all whites must die. And the media carefully covers that up. You can go to UT and read their speeches, or it'll be in periodicals. I mean, this is all Twilight Zone. Dine Court kidnapping children, openly Chicago Tribune. Illegal aliens running around saying kill Whitey. And we're just supposed to sit here and take it? I mean, come on! And then spin it in our brain, oh, maybe they just want us fighting with each other. Of course they do. That's why they want to bring in unlimited numbers. You've got to stop their programs. You've got to fight them every step of the way. This is how it works, too, and this is important. Here's a headline just out. Senate shifts Iraq funds to Border Patrol. Bush then threatens to veto. Bush has not vetoed a single bill. Bush says he'll sign a $95 billion defense bill, supplemental bill, but they want another $11.5 billion to $106.5 billion from $95 billion, so that's $11.5 billion increase, and to put a few billion of that into Border Patrol funding. But who's proposing it? Hillary Clinton and Chuckie Schumer. What's their plan? Biometrics. It just funds the national ID card. Then Bush will capitulate and agree. It doesn't really do anything to stop illegals. It fools everyone. You see, they're masters at giving you false choices. They'll give you a Democratic plan and a Bush plan. We'll have a fake debate about those two plans, and those two plans do the same thing. Simple. Take the 1,200 people arrested. We did the numbers of 1,000 arrested today because that's what they first announced last week. That is 0.00004. Do the math. That those 1,000 people arrested, and they said 1,000 rough illegals and about 200 employers and other employees. So 1,200, but about 1,000 of them were illegal. So I guess the original number when they said 1,000 illegals arrested, then they just added on the 200 employers and managers. 365 days in a year. That's how long it takes the planet to orbit the sun. That's a standard year. This is an important point. I got to write an article about this because I just keep having to repeat it. If they arrested 1,000 illegal aliens for an entire year, that is not even 1% of the illegal aliens. If they had arrest every single day of 1,000, that is less than 1% out of 100. Do you realize the magnitude? And 3 million pouring in a year. 365 times 1,000 is 365,000 people, and there's 3 million new illegal aliens pouring in each year. That's the government's own numbers. Now, about 1 million of those, they say, go back each year, so let's say it's 2 million. So if we arrested 1,000 a day, that would be 365,000 out of 1 million with, 650,000 plus 1 million. So 1,650,000 new illegals every year on top of the conservative 25 million that are here. So it'll be 26.5 million, 27.5 million. No, 26.5 million, then 28 million, then 29,500,000, 31 million, on and on and on and on. And this amnesty plan that they call a reform, and the liberals are all lying on the radio and TV, the conservatives are all lying, they're not really conservatives, and people don't have time to analyze it. That's what I do for a living. I interview all the border experts. I interview Tom Tancredo, Ron Paul. I have the Reconquistas on occasionally. This is what we do. And believe me, we're in deep trouble, but you can do the math. You're not stupid. That's why 80-plus percent of you in major polls want the borders controlled, and those numbers are only growing. So what does the government do? They got 25 million illegal aliens, a 25 million man army to bully us and shove us around. And all right, I'll come back and get into the other news, but the border situation is important, so I covered it, and I'm glad the caller called in disagreeing with me. Disagreeing with what? No one can deny that there's a takeover taking place. And it isn't the poor, pathetic, illegal aliens that are doing it. They're just tools. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence.
It's a world government. They're taking over every institution. They're removing even the government's power over our nation. Because it's going to the globalist. That's the number one thing people need to get through their heads and then look at the world through that lens. Let's get into the news, the other news right now. Majority in Army Times poll think Rumsfeld should resign. According to a poll at Army Times, a majority of respondents believe that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld should resign. At the time of this writing, 2,985 readers have voted in the latest Army Times poll, with 63.28% agreeing that the U.S. war effort is grounds for Secretary Rumsfeld to resign. 33.37% voted that they had no opinion, and 9.04% said that they support Rumsfeld. So most people say he should leave. Then the large portion, 33-plus percent, said that they had no opinion. Excuse me. 996, or 33.37%, voted no. 100 people voted that they had no opinion. But it's a baseless debate. Rumsfeld's a puppet. Bush is a puppet. It doesn't even matter. They're carrying out what the New World Order wants. And then Bush will take all the blame. Someday he'll leave office, and then the ball just gets carried by Hillary or Governor Warner or Jeb or whoever it is. Vermont lawmakers to call for Bush impeachment. This is out of the Vermont Guardian. A progressive lawmaker today will introduce a formal resolution in the state legislature calling on Congress to draft articles of impeachment against President George W. Bush. So now the live free or die state, New Hampshire's done this. Hawaii has. California is moving forward to do that. Meanwhile, they had a big poll where they asked American people if they like the spying and the different things Bush is doing, and 90% said no. Scary article here out of the Associated Press. Missing bioterror substances have officials guessing. In the past year, two New Jersey laboratories have been unable to account for plague-infested mice and vials of deadly anthrax spores, and top state officials are scrambling to devise better ways to safeguard deadly material. In both cases, authorities say they think the items in question weren't actually lost, but were simply unaccounted for due to clerical errors. Now, we know that the U.S. government, elements of it, launched the original anthrax attack, and the evidence of that is voluminous. Bush and his cabinet on Cipro, September 10th, 3.5 weeks before it popped up first in Boca Raton, Florida, at American Media. They then said it was some bathtub anthrax anybody could make. Turns out, of course, it was the most weaponized ever seen, patented U.S.-slash-British version from Fort Detrick, Maryland, coated in bentonite, which is a $100 million-plus project equipment to do that. So just remember that. Never forget that. And remember that enemies of the New World Order all got mailed the anthrax, and it was used to steamroll through what happened with the Patriot Act. Here's another article out of the Associated Press. Remember the graphic video of the little black boy being stomped to death by guards at one of these camps, boot camps? They had other deaths at the same camp, but this video got out, and the local coroner ruled that he had a blood disorder, and that's why he died. They had another medical examiner look at it and said clearly he died from wounds sustained during the throttling, during the beating. And if I could only tell you, the wonderful Hollywood person that funded their lawyers and funded the research, but I can't tell you because that person doesn't want you to know how caring they were months and months ago to do this. That person being savage right now and being libeled and being lied about. Continuing. Bush, Congress report progress on immigration reform bill. And Bush, again, we mentioned this earlier, but this is another article. President George W. Bush hailed progress made with members of the U.S. Senate towards an overhaul of American immigration laws and said there were broad areas of agreement on the compromise bill, but he said he will veto it unless they cut out the money to deal with the border. And then, again, even that bill's a whitewash itself. Speaking of illegal immigration, continuing, Knight Ridder newspapers. Data on illegal immigrants kept secret. Two agencies cite privacy in denying info to prosecutors. We know that almost every industry is dominated by illegal aliens because it's admitted they will run you off of a meatpacking line. If you're a Mexican-American who won't speak Spanish, that's open. If you're Asian, if you're white, if you're black, the janitorial jobs, the meatpacking jobs, the grocery store jobs, the highway worker jobs, the construction jobs, the farming jobs, now the car dealer jobs, everything. Imagine that solidarity. Imagine if the 100-and-something million whites in this country just said, we're not going to deal with anybody but whites. They'd call that segregation. They'd call that discrimination. It's wrong when whites do it, and it's wrong when the La Reconquistas do it. And the federal agencies are refusing to turn it over to ICE and others, the new so-called Border Control Agency, and nothing's going to happen. And that dovetails with this story today out of Reuters. Seaboard Pork Plant to close for immigration rally. This is written with classical psychological warfare, because you read later and it says a whole bunch of other plants are closing. And the plants are closing even though their employees were still going to come into work. They're saying, no. You don't need to come into work. We support your immigrant rights. Of course, guaranteed, most of these people are illegal aliens using fake or duplicate Social Security numbers. I mean, they'll let employees come in and say 50 of them might have the same, out of hundreds of employees. This is in the news right here in front of me. A huge majority may have the same Social Security number. Fake names. None of it even matters. It doesn't matter. It's not enforced. And once a year, they'll go arrest 1,000 people, .00004, and oh my gosh, they're really cracking down. And then that makes all the good old boys think everything's okay. Listen to this. Chicago. Seaboard Corporation said it will close its Guymon, Oklahoma pork plant on Monday to allow workers to attend rallies planned for that day in support of immigration reform, the company said. The plant has a daily hog slaughter capacity of 16,000 hogs, the company said. On Tuesday, Cargill, Inc. said its 5 beef plants and 2 hog plants will be closed on Monday for the rallies as well. I bet if you research, they're getting paid leave. Because Cargill and others are involved in the lobbying to have open borders. And ICE could go there right now and demand to see Social Security numbers and arrest. I'd imagine it's probably about 80% from other arrests we've seen will be totally illegal. And then the others will have green cards that have expired. You might have 5% of people in there that are legal. It'll be a few white guys at the lowest level and a few black guys being ordered around. I mean, and that's how it works now. They'll be scrabbling around with their heads leaned over, taking orders, running around, being bossed around. I mean, that's how it is. And then pretty soon they're just told, hey, you don't speak Spanish, you're off the line. Doesn't matter if you're a chef, doesn't matter if you work in a slaughterhouse. It doesn't matter. At every level, this is going on. And so we have a Bush PR firm that got him elected openly, got Fox elected out of Dallas, working with the Spanish and English-speaking media to stage these protests, put them in a good light, for months and months, telling the people to protest and mobilize. You have the plants where these people work, telling them, go ahead and take the day off. We support you. Again, the establishment, the elite, Cargill, that in between Cargill and Tyson run almost all the meatpacking in this country. They call them meatpacking. They're called slaughterhouses, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's what's going on. And again, it's only going to get worse. It's the corporations and the government and the big money teamed up with 25 million out-of-control illegal aliens saying this is their country. And the globalists absolutely love it. Here's another one out of England. This dovetails with the United States, the exact same thing. In fact, there was a Houston Chronicle article last year that said 350,000, that was the headline, violent offenders released out of Texas state and local facilities alone in 2004. And that was reported in 2005. Houston Chronicle. So this is nothing on the London Telegraph. Hunt for 900 dangerous criminals freed in error. They don't call it an error here. More than 1,000 convicted foreign criminals. Did you notice that? First it's 900. Now it's the next line is over 1,000. More than 1,000 convicted foreign criminals, including killers, rapists, and child abusers, have been freed from prison without being considered for deportation, and hundreds are missing, Charles Clark, the Home Secretary, admitted yesterday. And, of course, Blair signed a secret deal last year to bring in Unlimited. All of the prisoners had committed crimes that should have triggered automatic assessment for removal from the country, and the majority should have expected to be expelled. And it just goes on to say 1,023 prisoners released, and it just goes through the crimes. Huh. Hey, that's better than 300-something thousand. Was it 350? Going from memory, my memory's fluctuating between 350 and 450. Was it four? I remember I was shocked by the number. I mean, these people are gods. They are literal gods. The police stop them, don't arrest them, no insurance, hit and runs, murders, rapes, crime. They feed on their own people in their own neighborhoods. They're unstoppable. No one does anything to them if they're arrested. They're released. Serial killers killing dozens of times, don't get in trouble. It's been in the news. I live in a state that witnessed 800-plus deaths on our side of the border and their side, on the Texas border. Car bombings in Dallas, rocket attacks on U.S. embassies, State Department travel advisories more dangerous than the West Bank, murders in Austin, murders in San Antonio, military, Los Zetas, commandos, murdering and slaughtering. Arsons, where you'll have 13 attacks in a single night in Arizona, homes being burned, screaming, laughing people as they throw Molotovs on whites' homes. Just hell on earth, total rampaging death, and the average person isn't even aware of it. Because the media knows out of sight, out of mind, perception is reality, they just don't report on it, or it's in the back of the paper. Oh yeah, car bomb went off, blew up the Suburban, killed the two people inside, it was a Los Zetas hit. Oh, rockets and machine guns are being fired at Border Patrol, it's okay, rocket propelled grenades are no big deal. Border Patrol's been ordered not to fire back. This is our country. My wife went to college in France, and she got a degree out of this town. I guess you call it Conquin. She'll get mad at me. I can't hardly speak English, much less French. But she said it's such a beautiful city, and the whole town's going to be turned into a test zone where you buy your groceries biometrically with RFID integrated. The cars will all be tracked. Well, here it is out of Silicon.com, big computer publication. French road test, cashless city. The can-do attitude towards, so that's the joke, the can-do attitude. The can-do attitude towards mobile services. The tourist city of Caen in Normandy is hosting a major European trial of the use of NFC near-field communication, a mobile technology that can be used for anything from paying for groceries to finding out about your hometown. And it says it's already extensively used across London, although you might not know it. The Oyster card, carried by millions of customers and commuters every day, is based on the contactless RFID system. And this new one says there's going to be readers everywhere and everything will be cashless. So there you go. And even when you pay cash, you'll have to swipe a card. So there you go. And notice what's happening in France, is happening in New York, is happening in London, is happening in Sweden, is happening in Deutschland, is happening in Moscow, is happening in Perth, Australia, is happening in New Zealand, is happening in Argentina. A global world ID tax, a fuel tax, a sales tax being pushed by Borts and other fake conservatives, it's a nightmare. This is the reality. And I don't even know what to say anymore. Let me flip to the stack here and get into Iran. Iran leader issues warning to U.S. U.S. interest around the world will be harmed if America launches an attack against Iran. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei has said the Iranian nation will respond to any blow with double the intensity, he said, in comments reported on Tuesday. Iran has referred to the U.N. Security Council for possible sanctions of over its nuclear program. The West fears Iran is seeking atomic weapons. Now, they ought to know, the Iranians ought to know, the globalists want them to attack the shipping, they want them to attack the pipelines when they strike back. And I can't believe, the Iranians are the worst scum on earth. Can you imagine that if they get nuked or attacked, 214, 216 sites... Do you imagine if America got attacked and already had special forces in it, admittedly, preparing to attack? Can you imagine that if we got attacked, we would fight back? We'd be scum, too. And I can't believe how bad Iran is. I mean, can you imagine them saying that if they're attacked, and Bush is saying with nuclear weapons, that they would fight back? I've never heard of something so bad. In fact, if your wife's in a parking garage and some guy tries to rape her, I would hope that if she fights back, the police would arrest her and charge her with attempted murder. And, of course, in England, I shouldn't joke around. In England, they actually do that now. If you stab someone raping or attacking you, you go to prison. So maybe I shouldn't joke around. But seriously, Iran says they'll fight back. And boom, boy, that is just very amazing. Iran could respond to U.S. offensive by attacking Baruch Sihan pipeline, Tehran official says. Israel will launch Eye in the Sky over Iran report. They're going to launch they have launched now, this is from yesterday, a satellite which will enhance its ability to spy on Iran. S&P, Standard & Poor's report, new figures show oil reserves at record levels. Don't tell the peak oil scammers on the big oil payroll that. China, Russia, Central Asia states to stage joint anti-terror exercise. Worldwide, governments are using the fake war on terror to crack down on their own people. China, Russia, and four Central Asian countries agreed Wednesday to hold a joint military exercise against terrorism next year in Russia. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Anovov said. We'll come back. I know you've been holding some of you. We'll take your calls into the second segment of the next hour. We got Pastor Butch Paul joining us 8 after. Covers some really important stuff. I got a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet. We'll bring it all up with Pastor Butch and get his take on it. He's quite an individual. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Be sure and visit the online bookstore.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com in the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. Jerry, Kim, Pat, Chris, we'll get to your calls in this segment and the next. And Pastor Butch Paul joins us. Some really scary revelations concerning what's happening in the churches. Before we do that, you know, I carry dozens and dozens and dozens of other documentaries and books by other wonderful authors. The best stuff I found out there, bar none, from Codex Magicus to America's Secret Beginnings to Loose Change, Second Edition to 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in America, Order Out of Chaos, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Order of Death, so many different specials and discounts. I got a deal up there where you get two of my films for $14.95, a deal where you get them for $5.95 when you get multiple copies. So many wonderful deals available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase of the video supports what we're doing, my staff, the work we're doing. And I don't know anyone else who works as hard as we do, so you know you're on the front lines of the fight when you support us. It's a big part of the solution. And when you get my videos, you're authorized to make copies. I beg you to, for nonprofit educational purposes, get them, make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to people. It's having a huge effect. The population is more prepared now and more ready to wake up than they've ever been before. It's very fertile ground. So go to InfoWars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, tell you about specials, and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your support is needed now more than ever because I'm about to do some things in the next few months you'll be hearing about that are going to cost a lot of money. And so you want us to do bigger and better things. We need your support. So don't send me donations. I don't ask for those. But if you want to donate, call up and buy, say, 50 Road to Tyranny or 50 Martial Laws or 50 Order of Deaths, and plus you'll get huge discounts on them. And then give those to people or sell them at your store, whatever, at your church. That's how you donate to us. So buy them in bulk. Become a distributor. We need your support. Jerry in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I was just been listening to you for the past year, so I support you. And also I have a question. I've been told that Bush owns a quarter interest in the oil companies and a lot of them in Texas and the oil company itself. And also I was wondering, Boone Pickens said in the headline newspaper here a while back that gas would be $5 a gallon. And he said we didn't have the technology for alcohol. Well, we've had the technology for a long time, and Brazil's running 97% on alcohol. So I was just wondering, what's your take on all this?
Well, we've got so much corn that how many billions of bushels rot? I mean, it's unbelievable. And corn in existing refineries, what, it'd be under a dollar a gallon and it burns clean? Engines just love it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and, you know, that's the thing. They said engines would last three times longer running on alcohol.
No, I've seen the studies going back to the 40s and 50s and 60s. Sir, there's an oligopoly of less than 12 oil companies, and they work in concert to jack up prices. We learned this from Bilderberg meeting last year, that it would go over $100 a barrel, and they never lie. They run things. So they're going to rape the daylights out of us. But don't worry. Bush says he's investigating.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it fair he does own a big interest in the oil companies?
Well, I don't know which. You know, he was in Harkin. He was in Arbusto. The Bushes are old money, so they're like the Rockefellers. Most of their money is hidden. They own, in some cases, over 35% of two separate major prison industry companies. They own banking stock. I mean, I know a bunch of people that work in banking. I know a person on the board of a big bank that the Bushes are on. They own just, you name it, they own it, sir. They're worth tens of billions of dollars.
Right. Yeah,
But every year when you read about, you know, Parade Magazine, what Bush is worth, it'll say, oh, he's worth $5 million. Yeah, and right. I'm an Easter Bunny. You had something else?
No, just more or less that I hope gasoline comes back down, but don't look like it's coming very soon at all.
Well, they got to shock us. Thank you for the call. They got to run it up to $6 to then bring it back down to $4.
Right.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.